USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Senator Ted Cruz says it's a good thing Americans saw the Chinese spy balloon floating over the United States.
Imagine how this would have played out if nobody had taken any pictures of the balloon, if it wasn't in the news.
Appearing on CBS Face the Nation, Cruz did commend President Biden for having the guts to shoot it down, but says that decision to do so took far too long. China speaking out after the U.S. shot down their surveillance balloon over the Atlantic Ocean. In a statement released by CNN, China said it has repeatedly informed the U.S. that the balloon was for civilian use and entered the country accidentally. They went on to say China will resolutely safeguard the legitimate rights and interests of relevant companies and will reserve the right to make further necessary reaction. The former president of Pakistan has died.
Pervez Musharraf had been living in exile in Dubai after seizing power in a 1999 coup, surviving two failed assassination attempts and running Pakistan until 2009, when he resigned and steps to impeach him began. He was sentenced to death in absentia for high treason in 2019. That ruling was later overturned. Pervez Musharraf was 79. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Former Trump economic advisor Gary Cohn painting a somewhat rosy picture for the U.S. economy. Appearing on CBS Face the Nation, Cohn said,
"It does feel like we're in relatively good shape here. The question is going to be, how does the Federal Reserve handle what's going on in the economy?"
Cohn went on to say he does not see the U.S. falling into a recession in the first half of this year. Gas prices down slightly today. The latest survey from AAA puts the national average at $3.47 a gallon. It's a penny lower than yesterday, but still higher than a year ago. Lowest prices in Texas at $3.09 a gallon. Hawaii has the highest at $4.91. And the stars are set to shine for music's biggest night. 65th Annual Grammy Awards take place in Los Angeles. This is USA News.
Streaming only on Peacock. From the mind of Rian Johnson, the writer-director of Knives Out.
Miss Kale, you've got this gift. Always known the truth.
I only know if something is alive. The real trick of it is to figure out why.
Natasha Lyonne is Charlie Kale.
It wasn't an accident. I think there's been a murder.
Do you watch too much Dateline?
A new 10-part mystery series.
Wolves on my fender. I gotta keep moving.
I have been kind of a death magnet.
Poker Face, streaming January 26th, only on Peacock.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu says he's definitely thinking about throwing his hat in the GOP primary ring as a more moderate choice over former President Trump.
Trump is going to be seen as a very extreme candidate. The country's going to push back against it. Just look at the results of 3 months ago, and that shows you where extreme candidates are going to end up falling.
He said now's the time to decide what direction the party and country should be going. New proposed federal guidelines would limit sugar and sodium in school lunches. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack outlined the proposal, noting that children aren't getting the nutrition they need and that diet-related diseases are on the rise. NBA history could happen this week.
LeBron James is within 36 points of eclipsing Laker great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as the top scorer in league history. James added 27 points to his career haul on Saturday in a Lakers loss to New Orleans. James will have the chance on Tuesday night to stand atop the list when the Lakers host Oklahoma City. If he falls short, James's next opportunity would be Thursday at home against the Bucks, Jabbar's other former team. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Avatar: The Way of Water is officially knocked into third place after spending 7 weeks at the top of the domestic box office chart. M. Night Shyamalan's horror flick Knock at the Cabin earned $14.2 million and a number one spot. Coming in second was 80 for Brady with $12.5 million. The Way of Water brought in $10.8 million to land in third place. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.